Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des, good morning.
Good morning to you. A blow for Carlow football. They've suffered a few in their day, but Shane Curran, the county manager, has quit after only 7 months in charge. The timing is chaotic for Carlow. They opened their Leinster Championship campaign away to Meath in just 11 days. In a statement, the management team said the decision comes amid ongoing issues with certain players. It is reported that several squad players failed to return home with the team after last weekend's league game in London, which obviously a key period in the lead up to the championship. In a recent interview with the Carlow Nationalist newspaper, Curran rejected rumours of player dissatisfaction though, and he defended the quality of the team's training sessions. It was a very busy night in GAA's under 20 championships. It finished all square between Clare and Cork in the O'Neill's Munster Hurling Championship. Cork finished stronger to snatch a draw in Six Mile Bridge, the game ending 1-16 apiece. In the Dalata Hotels under 20 football championship, Jamie Murphy scored 110 for Meath, including a crucial late goal and a two-pointer as they beat Dublin by 122-118. Westmeath beat Offaly by 117 to 14 points. Louth, who were beaten in last year's Leinster final, had a 416 to 115 win over Longford. And Kildare were very impressive. They hammered Laois 318 to 6 points, while Wexford beat Carlow by 210 to 14 points, thanks to two goals from Rory Gilbert. In Connacht, Mayo made it two wins from two. They beat Galway by 2 points in a very high-scoring game, 218 to 313. Tom Lydon scored 1-9 for Mayo. And Roscommon beat Sligo by 116 to 10 points. In Ulster, the All-Ireland champions Tyrone had a second victory. Very impressive as they ruthlessly beat Fermanagh by 626 to 6 points, while Donegal also picked up their second win, an easy win over Antrim, 323 to 2 points. Monaghan and Cavan finished level in a thriller at Inishkeen thanks to a late Max McGinnity equaliser for the home side, and Derry were too strong for Armagh at the Athletic Grounds. They won by 224 to 13 points. In basketball, Irish international Claire Melia became the first woman from this country to play in a major European final last night, and she played really well for Spanish side Baxi Ferrol, who are still in the hunt going into the second leg of the Euro Cup women final, despite narrow losing this leg by 3 points against Villeneuve d'Ascq. The Ireland international finished with 12 points, 6 assists and 4 rebounds in an impressive effort as Villeneuve ran out 78-75 winners. Soccer, and in the Women's Champions League quarterfinals, Arsenal overturned a 2-0 deficit to beat Real Madrid 3-0 in London. They qualify for a semi-final clash with Lyon, who beat Bayern Munich 4-1 for a 6-1 aggregate win. And finally for now, this afternoon's racing action is in Clonmel.